Kansas State University researchers continue to unlock the complexity of the wheat genome, recently publishing findings of a study that characterized numerous genes duplicated thousands of years ago to understand how they control wheat yield and other desirable traits. Wheat geneticist Edward Akhenov, the director of K-State Wheat Genetic Resource Center, said his team's research may lead to greater opportunities for breeders to perform targeted breeding that can increase grain size and number, ultimately increasing yields. Akhenov said the researchers studied the role of the gene copied available from each of the respective genomes in polyploid crops, those that contain more than two sets of chromosomes, in shaping main agronomic traits. Red wheat, he added, is a polyploid, formed nearly 10,000 years ago from merging the genomes of two wild ancestors, tetraploid wild Elmer wheat, which has a genome formula known as AB, and diploid goat grass with genome formula D. This leads to most genes in wheat having three copies, one from A, one from B, and one from D. Akhenov said this gene redundancy creates a number of possibilities for interactions between genes and has, over time, contributed to new adaptations, making wheat capable of growing and producing grain in more diverse climatic conditions. In the current study, K-State researchers tested combinations of the genes copied to see what impact they would have on wheat's growth and productivity. Akhenov says, normally genes copied from each of three respective genomes in wheat are expressed in equal proportions, but we found that there are relatively a small subset of genes where copies from different wheat genomes are expressed at different levels, referred to as an imbalanced expression of genes. The imbalanced expressions of genes, he added, turned out to have a positive effect on the wheat plant, in many cases, increasing grain size, weight, and number. Akhenov said our study suggests that over many years, breeders have been selecting combinations of imbalanced genes that positively impacted yield in diverse climatic environments. Important for wheat growers, breeders can use this knowledge to develop new, high-yielding wheat varieties capable of growing in a variety of climates. According to an article from the National Center for Biotechnology Information, polyploidy is a major force in the evolution of both wild and cultivated plants. Scientists believe in polyploid organisms exhibit increased vigor and, in some cases, outperform their diploid relatives in several aspects. Akhenov says the research represents a large effort led by his research lab in collaboration with Wheat Coordinated Agricultural Project and funded by the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The project was part of the International Wheat Yield Partnership, in which wheat researchers around the world are cooperating to find solutions to increase wheat yields. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.